Appreciated all those testimonies. Yeah, turn it down. And June, especially yours, it's such a good idea to be keeping track of answered prayer. And I think we sometimes get so burdened with our prayer requests that we don't take time to go back and intentionally note those and thank the Lord for them. So thank you for that. And this is just a song that's been on my heart, I think, with everything going on and just, you know, with the world, but also our dear Rod and Kathy, and just remembering that God is still on the throne, no matter what things look like.
And burdens glad for the truth of that statement. Praise be unto the name of the Lord. I want to turn this afternoon to Psalm 119. As we know, this is the longest psalm in the scripture. But I just want to enlarge on only one verse this afternoon. Psalm 119, verse 105. 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I want to speak for a little while on God's enlightening word. There are two different things that we are going to bring out here, two different paths, we might say, that we're going to take at this particular time. First, we read, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. This would tell us of the immediate steps that we are about to take. It is very important unto us, because if you take the first step wrong, then there's a great chance that steps afterward are going to be wrong also. And so we're talking about immediate decisions that we sometimes are absolutely required to make. There are times that things, we've heard some of those situations pop up, so to speak, almost immediately out of the blue, and we're forced to a decision. Well, this is where that we really must follow this particular path rather than the path of natural reasoning. If we can apply God's word to it, and indeed God's word can be applied to it, we have to believe that, because as we read here, it is the promise, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It will supply, the word is the lamp that will supply the light under the path that indeed we should take. Now, if you will back up just a little bit to Proverbs, and the 14th chapter. Well, Proverbs comes after. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but you will notice the end thereof are the ways of death. And so you find that there is a contrary way that we should go, but it is so important for us to understand that if we can govern our step, if we can guide our step by the Word of God. And the Lord has often given scripture. He has often told people exactly what they must do in accordance with the Word of God. I think of another path here that Job discovered. It's in Job 23:10. If you want to turn there, you can, but Job 23:10, He knoweth the way that I take, and when I am tried, I will come forth as gold. Now, I have always, or for quite a number of years, enjoyed that particular citation, because He knoweth the way that I take. The reason He knows the way I take is because He chose it for me. And so this is the path that we really need to stay on, that we really need to start out on, is that which God would choose. And so we find out that these steps that we would take, even immediate steps, are those which should be, which must be chosen, which must be ascertained by the very power of God's Word. And so even in these quick situations, these quick decisions, there must be that wondrous consideration of the Word of God and what the Scripture has to say about it. There are so many times that just the principle that is outlined in Scripture will dictate the path, the way that we should take the next steps that we should take in our own lives. Now, the next one that we find here, thy word is a light unto my path. This tells us more of a long-term journey. But if you don't start out right on that journey, you're certainly not going to finish well in the end of it. And so here we find out that the Word of God is to keep us on the right path, because there are many side paths. Over a long journey, there are many side paths that would come in that could distract us, and we could follow along on each of them. Some of them seem to be rather appealing at times, rather advantageous to us, and things of this nature. But if God has chosen a path for us, that's the one that we really need to stay on and not follow after these that would just crop up at a moment's notice or appear so appealing out of the blue, you might say, because those particular paths cannot be trusted. And we come back again to the fact that only that which is chosen by God. I think often of the Scripture that says that He knows the end from the beginning. Now, we don't, but God does, and He knows exactly what lies in between. And He is able to direct us. He is able to chart our course around those things where that we do not succumb to them, and all of these various difficulties that could arise from unseen difficulties, unseen enemies. And the enemy is always there lying in wait to deceive and things of this nature. But here again is where it is so important that we continually take God's word in order to light our path, as he says here, that thy word is a light unto my path, that long-term path. And it is a constant thing. It is not you just start out with light and then suddenly you find yourself in darkness and have to guess about it. And God's word is always there. And this is what we must consider in our lives, to be always directed and controlled by the wonder of God's word. Take that path in any venture that might be set before us. So thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And it means the entire path. Now, we're really considering the path of a lifetime, because that's what God intends. We should follow this path as long as we live, as long as God has us here on this earth. And so it's simply a matter of making it a habit to constantly consult the Word of God in these paths that arise, this life path that we are on, that we constantly stay on the same way in which God has directed us in the first place. You know, He really doesn't change His mind about the way that we should go. Once again, as Job says, He knows the way that I take. And to repeat, He chose that for us. But the end of that is exactly the same. I shall come forth as gold. We have found out from Scripture that gold is symbolic of deity. It tells us, of course, of the life of Christ. Well, so many of the experiences that we go through in our lives, and they are going to be along this path that we're talking about, so many of those experiences are to bring forth Christ, to bring him to the forefront of our lives and experience. And that's exactly what Job said here. When he hath tried me, I'll come forth as gold. He means that the life of Christ is going to be manifest, and it's all because of what God has said in his word and the glorious truth that he has published indeed for us. So we can say once again, thy word is a lamp unto my feet in the close decisions, and these right at our immediate feet. But it's a light unto my path over the long journey that we find ourselves on, even the entire journey that we will take until finally we are called home to be with the Lord. And by that time, it is Christ that must be manifest in my life. This is God's goal. This is God's purpose. And the Word of God will see to it if we simply give it the opportunity to do so. All right, those are my few thoughts for this afternoon. Shall we sing?